College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I host events, whether it is that I'm doing a keynote speech or I'm moderating a panel or I'm emceeing, I don't just show up on the day of the event and read from the teleprompter. I want to be in on this thing. I want to stand on business and I want to go 10 toes in. I'm meeting with your team months before the event. We're going over the program. I'm going to bring light and love and laughter and a lot of heart to the work that you're doing. And I don't take it lightly when people trust me to host their events, because you have an idea of how you want this thing to go. And then you hand that over to me. And there's no way for me to do it justice if I'm just going to show up on the day of the event. I want to meet with your team. I want to do a Zoom. I'm going to come by and take a tour of your facility. I'm going to talk to your employees. We're going to have a relationship. That's how I roll. And the thing for me is that relationship doesn't end when the event is over. Because I'm going to make a donation. We still going to be talking. We're going to be hanging out. If you got some other stuff going on and you need to shine a spotlight on that, I've got this platform. We're going to use it for that. And that is what we are doing today. Because I'm talking to Jen Polzine about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Jen is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jen, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's always a delight to be with you, Shaletta.
Now, I was talking to your team, girl. I'm shame and sorry because when I hosted your event, right, I make it a habit of making sure that I, give 10% back to the organization that, hires me to do events when you have a fund to need. And so you hired me and I made the pledge when Glenn Flatterbow was there. And this was at the Tubman fundraiser and gala. Yeah. And you're the chief executive officer there. And then, girl, wait. Then we went out to lunch after. We just hanging out, laughing and talking. Yeah. I had to check with me to honor my pledge. Girl, we had so much fun. I forgot about the damn check. And so what are you girl, wait, one of the people from your team came and they were like, Shaletta, do you plan on, I said, girl, I'm sorry. Ooh, girl, my bad. And I had to send my check in, girl. So I had to apologize. But in talking, I was like, so what y'all got going on? And she said, oh, well, we're real busy this month. I was like, oh, what's this month? She said, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Girl, I had no idea. And so I said, well, I got to get Jen on my show so we can talk about it.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we think of it as Hopetober often at Tubman, as that opportunity to really show people the need, but also that there is safety and there is hope and that there is healing available. We also think about October as Domestic Violence Action Month. So we're delighted to be with you because we know you are all about action.
I am, and I'm all about making sure that families are safe. I want you to back up a little bit and talk to me about some of the work that Tubman does. I have some new Minnesota transplants, folks who just moved here to the Twin Cities, working at United Healthcare and General Mills and Target. I meet them at church. I tell them to listen to the show. And so oftentimes I forget that some people don't know about our institutional organizations that have been in this community a long time. And so as they make decisions about where they want to donate their time and their resources, I want to make sure that they get a good amount of information about Tubman and the work that you do.
Well, thank you. So at Tubman, again, everything we do is all about safety, hope, and healing. And we serve every year on average 18,000 people right here in the Twin Cities metro who have experienced relationship violence, sex trafficking and exploitation, homelessness, mental and health mental health and chemical health crises. And it's youth and it's adults, it's men and women, it's families. And we do that through a variety of services, everything from emergency domestic violence shelter to long-term housing in the community, all kinds of legal services, whether that be an order for protection or attorney representation, outpatient mental and chemical health services, and then a whole bunch of youth services. That's everything from violence prevention in the schools to mobile case management, working with the juvenile justice system to make sure that youth have all of the things that they need, to a drop-in center at Maplewood Mall for youth, and then all the wraparound things, everything from safety planning to support groups to economic advancement and financial information and education, all the things that really help people move from simply surviving to thriving. And every person's journey is different as they move from fear to freedom.
And so talk to me about your role as a chief executive officer there.
So I get the best job ever. And in all transparency, I've said that about every single job I've had at Tubman over the past 30 plus years. But I get to partner with folks in our community to help raise awareness and make sure that we are a place where people can come to get resources and people can live their best lives, to make sure that our staff can do their best work, to make sure that people in the community know that we are a resource, either for anyone who's listening right now who needs help, and the fact that we all know someone who is experiencing domestic violence. One in three women and one in five men will experience intimate partner relationship violence or sexual abuse at some point in their lives. Mm-hmm. And there are tons of ways that people can get involved. It's everything from partnering with people like you to help get the word out, to ways that people can give their time and their resources. Uh-huh. Maybe it's their expertise, or make financial contributions or items that we need, and really just be an ambassador for our mission.
And I tell you, you do such a good job at getting the word out. And one of the things that I appreciated at the gala that you allowed me to host is that you are not shy about sharing your story. You know, we always watch the Hair Club commercials and he says, I'm not just a president, but I'm also a client. And we used to chuckle at that, but that lended authenticity to the message. And you have such an authentic message. And I'm hopeful today that you will share some of that with us.
Sure. So, as I said that evening, right, I don't often share my personal story because so it's just important to me to think about the fact that it's not about me, right? I get the microphone, I have the title, but it's really about the people we serve. And then I really look at the other side of it and say, but it is about me and it's about you and it's about everyone who's listening today in our community. So, you know, I shared with you that night that after my ex shoved me, I married him anyway, right? And I loved him so much. And over time, as his behavior became more and more unpredictable, I realized that while I couldn't save him, he wasn't ready to get help for his mental health and some of the things that he was experiencing. It was up to me to reach out and save myself. And so one day on my lunch hour, I went to my place and I threw all my stuff in a bag. I was fortunate enough to have a friend who could meet me there. And I will share with you that none of us are exempt because when I went home on my lunch hour, I did that, and then I went back to Tubman to finish my shift at the shelter. This was many, many years ago. So I was already working at Tubman, and I knew all about safety planning, right? And it was simply because of the strength of the survivors that I saw all around me and what they were doing and what they had experienced that I was able to be in a position where I knew that I had to leave before it became the type of physical and psychological violence that I saw every single day. And so I had that fresh start, and I had those resources, quite frankly, because of Tubman and because of all of the survivors that I got to see making these transformational big changes in their lives. And quite frankly, they gave me the strength to do the same. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason I wanted you to share that story was because every survivor that I talked to that night at the gala talked about how you gave them strength, how your story inspired them, how your story resonated with them. And, you know, everybody has a story. You were just brave enough and bold enough to tell yours. Now, we got to take a quick commercial break, but Jen, I'm hoping that you stick around because when we come back, I want you to talk to me about that safety plan. Folks think, you know, especially people who have never been involved in this, you know, domestic violence, that they could just go. You could just leave. You got your pet. You got your house. You got your children. You've got clothes. You know, your elderly relative might be living with you. And so you got to do something, right? And so talk to me about the safety plan. Also, I want you to talk to me about people are still coming. Hey, how y'all doing? Thank you for picking up a lock. I'm in Marshall, Minnesota, giving away interior combination door locks to families who have children on the autism spectrum who wander. And so folks are still picking up locks and they're waving. And I don't want to be rude and not wave because I'm doing the show live from the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. But I want to talk, Jen, about that safety plan, the importance of that, as well as some of the things that Tubman has coming up this month to honor and commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness Month. More with my friend Jen when we come back. It is 12:50. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is in the studio, making sure all of our guests are getting through on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Al Schock is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, and traffic. And, you know, there's a lot of traffic going through Tubman this month because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We want to make folks aware about these safety plans. And, Jen, I didn't know you needed a plan. I thought you just planned to get up and leave, but it is not that simple, is it?
It is not. One thing that we know from decades of experience and research all across the country is that when someone is leaving an abusive relationship, it can actually be the most dangerous time. Now, I want to be really clear to all your listeners that there is still hope, right? And I don't want someone to be discouraged by that fact, but instead, reach out to Tubman. You can call our 24/7 line at 612-825-0000. And someone can help you make a safety plan. And a safety plan isn't, you know, it doesn't have to be this complicated, overwhelming thing. And safety plans are also not one and done. They evolve over time as our situations change. But it can be as simple as what are some important documents that you need to bring with you. It can be things like how can you still be found through technology. For example, the tracking on your cell phone if you share, you know, a cell account or a phone account. It can be things like thinking through if an order for protection is a good option for you. If you need to go to a shelter or if there is a different place that can be safe for you. If you are sharing parenting time with your children, how can you make those exchanges less traumatic for your children, but also how can you do that in a place and space, perhaps with people that are comfortable helping you in that role? It can be things like even choosing your time. There can be safety plans that are even happening, you know, when you are still with your partner before mm-hmm. you decide to leave. Things you can do in the middle of an argument if you feel like things are escalating. You know, how can you try to move into a space, for example, where there is a way out? There are all kinds of aspects to a safety plan. Sometimes it's as simple as having a code word that you can use with your whole family, mm-hmm. All of those things. And safety planning also extends to the people around us and the people that are, you know, our loved ones who are concerned about us and want to help. I want to share that last year, right here in Minnesota, there were 40 confirmed deaths due to domestic violence in 2023. And that is the highest number documented since 1989. And of those 40 deaths, 26 women and 3 men were killed by a current or former intimate partner, and 11 bystanders lost their lives during a domestic violence incident. That left 80 children, 47 of them were minors, right here in Minnesota, who lost a parent this past year due to domestic violence. So those numbers were doubled from the previous year. And I want to also be clear that a safety plan can reduce your risk and can help keep us safer. And sometimes, you know, we make all the best possible choices and something can still happen, right? And sometimes we might not think about it at all, and thank goodness everything turns out okay. But a safety plan is something that when you talk to a professional, they can help you think through different scenarios so that when you're in the middle of that stressful situation, you can help, you can act more clearly in the middle of all of the chaos and reduce the risk for being harmed even further. So everyone is tailored specifically to a person or a family's unique situation.
And, you know, there are people listening who are DMing me who say, I want to help. I want to volunteer. I know you are always looking for bodies, and it takes money as well to do this work. Talk to me about how people can donate their time and their resources to Tubman, especially this month.
Thank you so much. We use volunteers for every single aspect of our work, whether it is providing direct service, in any one of our capacities and programs, if it is volunteering in your professional skills. For example, we rely on our pro bono attorney team to help guide people through the court process. It can be things like a one-time volunteer opportunity where a group of friends or coworkers can come together and do a project on a particular day. It can be answering our resource line and helping guide people through providing that emotional support, sharing resources in a confidential way. We can provide all of the training, and screening, and we do all of the background checks and all of those kinds of things. So we try and make it as simple as possible, and people can learn all about those various opportunities at tubman.org. And there is a whole section there about internship and volunteer opportunities, including group volunteer opportunities. And we use people and their gifts through the entire year. So this is a great time to think of it here during October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And we can use your help and your talents to fuel our work throughout the year. And then if people have financial resources that they can contribute, that absolutely powers our work. And you can learn more about what we need, again, at tubman.org, or you can call us anytime. We can, you know, gifts from $5 to $5 million, right? All of it makes a difference.
Well, you are making a difference, and we appreciate you for being on this show. Jen Polzine, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Don't go anywhere. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up next.